Welcome to Moving On Sideways. Today is April 2nd, Tuesday actually. I'm going to call this episode Wrapping Up Williamsburg and Crossing the River Jordan, which is I finally had that interview with the guy Jordan, which I think I talked about in the last episode. But I guess a little sidebar or something. I think it's interesting how like when people refer to the Jordan River, which is discussed a lot in the Bible, and is an actual river that separates Israel from Jordan, I think. And I don't know. And I think it does. I think it's, you know, other areas are involved too with that river. But why is it that we say River Jordan? Why don't we say Jordan River? Like, I've never in my life said, oh, in order to get to D.C., I crossed the River Potomac. Oh, well, my parents live near the River Occoquan. I grew up near the River Occoquan. Yeah, it's just a little strange. Easter actually just happened. I got two Easter zingers for you guys. Two zingers, Easter zingers. But one is not really zingers. It's kind of like, I would say observations is the better word for it. But I noticed this like at least 10 years ago, maybe more than 10 years ago. But according to the Easter story, whether it's real or not, you know, the whole thing about Jesus dying on the cross on Friday evening, and then 3 days later, on Sunday morning, he rose from the grave or whatever. This whole 3 days later is the biggest bunch of bullshit that ever. Like, this, it wasn't three. Let's just say it did happen. It was not 3 days. It was exactly half of 3 days. It was 1.5 days. 3 divided by 2 is 1.5. Let me explain why it's 1.5 days that, you know, if the story is true that Jesus was in hell, dying for our sins or whatever. Why it was 1.5 days? His death, you know, allegedly happened on a Friday evening. So 24 hours after Friday evening is Saturday evening. And then 12 hours after Saturday evening is Sunday morning. So there you go. That's 1.5 days. You know, you go backwards. It's also 1.5 days. One day, aka 24 hours before Sunday morning, is Saturday morning. 12 hours before Saturday morning is Friday evening. It's 1.5 days. So, like, this whole... I'm shocked that I was the one that noticed this. I've never heard anyone in my entire life mention that. Well, the Bible's kind of just exaggerates some of the things. They say 3 days, and it's really just 1.5 days. It reminds me, actually, of when I was going through the process of getting the mortgage for my condo that I'm in now. The loan company was very concerned about what my job history was over the last 2 years before that moment. And regarding one job that I had from November of 2012 through January of 2015, that is 2 years and 2 months that I had that job. The loan officer was talking to me. He was like, you had that job for 4 years, because he was just trying to like twist things so that I would get the loan. He was like, you had that job for 4 years. You had it from 2012, 2013, 2014, and 2015. That's 4 years. It's like, no, that's inaccurate. I had it for 2 years and 2 months. And if the whole Jesus thing, you know, if that's, you know, the timeline is exactly true, then it's 1.5 days and not 3 years, you fucking liars. But anyway, but yeah, I mean, actually, like, discovering stuff like that, or like realizing stuff like that, actually, it, rather than hurts my faith, it actually kind of helps my faith, because it just kind of shows that, you know, or I've felt this way for at least 20 years or whatever, that if you're going to take the Bible 100% literally, then that's insane to me. I don't see how you could do that. But I kind of think that maybe a third of it is true or something along those lines. So, and I have no idea what third that is. I kind of don't really care too much. Enough wars have been fought over religion. Let's chill with that shit. But, you know, I guess what I'm saying is that I guess I kind of like the idea of picking and choosing what Bible applies to my life. But anyway, wrapping up the whole Williamsburg thing, I didn't have boredom. I guess I did actually, you know, I definitely didn't have anything that significant, you know, depression or loneliness or whatever. I did get maybe slightly depressed a couple days, but it was really nothing compared to, like, you know, just random days, other days in my life or whatever. So it barely counts for anything, basically. But I did, you know, I did get major, like, stiffness and soreness. And I'm actually going to look up on the internet about how to combat that shit without, I mean, if worst comes to worst, I could just, you know, try to get a prescription for muscle relaxers, because I've been almost like avoiding that for 9 years now, because I got one for an extremely weak muscle relaxer in 2015, circa time period. It actually worked very well for me, but I kind of don't want to be, like, you know, dependent on something like that, so I'd rather not have a prescription for muscle relaxers. And I think a lot of old people end up having a prescription for muscle relaxers, so I'd like to put that off as long as I can in my life without actually doing it. That's something that I need to, like, kind of handle is taking care of that shit, because that's taken away from vacations. Because I mean, like, the week that I was down in Williamsburg, if I'd stayed home for the week, I mean, it was nice to get away and be in a different place, and also have, like, honestly have a new opinion about Hampton Roads that I guess I just temporarily during the, you know, the mid 2020s or whatever, I don't really like it, because I moved to Virginia Beach to live in Hampton Roads. It wasn't really specifically, I mean, a lot of it had to do with all the water down there, but it was more so to live in Hampton Roads. It was also just cheaper in Virginia Beach. But I lived there for like 14 months, so obviously I liked it. And I had quite a few jobs down there, so it wasn't like, I was not sticking around for a job. In fact, it was the opposite, where jobs disappeared, or, I mean, it was like, I had some temp jobs and stuff. So anyways, they would, like, kind of die out or whatever, and then I would, you know, look for a job to stay in the area rather than come back to Northern Virginia. But nowadays, I think I'd rather just live in Northern Virginia, or not think, it's like, I definitely would rather just live in Northern Virginia, which is interesting to me. Maybe one day in the future I'll like Hampton Roads again, but certainly it's interesting to sort of switch positions like that. But Keith came over on Thursday, and we went out to a couple places, and Friday I just walked around Colonial Williamsburg a tiny bit, but I was really, really exhausted, and, you know, just like, like I said, I got to figure this out, and it could be that I stretch so much when I go into hot, and I'm basically only going to hot tubs when I'm on vacations. Except during the summer, I was going to, you know, this one hot tub in Lake Ridge, but anyway, I stretch a lot in hot when I'm in a hot tub, and it's probably definitely good for me to do that. But there's a chance that over the next couple days makes me really sore. But I don't know if it's, like, better for me in the long run. I guess I'd rather just be sore on vacations. And, like, do some good stretching. Although I don't really know, maybe that's not the answer. That would be kind of crazy if I ended up just deciding that I just want to avoid hot tubs while on vacation. Cause that's kind of like it can be kind of fun to do that, to go to hot tubs and shit on vacations. But I don't know what it is. I'm going to look it up on the internet and try to figure out ways to prevent my body from being stiff and sore. And I mean, maybe I need to spend more time when I am stiff and sore, just in my place, you know, doing, you know, reading and watching TV and stuff like that. But that sounds kind of like sort of borderline awful, actually, to me. So this is, So here's the Jordan recording, and then I guess I'll come on at the end and, like, sign off the episode, probably. Okay. Oh yeah, the other Easter observation. One time within the last, I would say within the last 5 to 10 years, Easter was on April 1st, and I know an oddly high, disproportionate number of evangelical atheists. People that not only are they atheists, but they want everyone they know to be atheists. That's an exaggeration. But Alex and Keith are in that category, although Keith is, like, a lot more mild-mannered than Alex is about it. I think that in my opinion, I think that atheists lack a certain amount of creativity, because how on earth, and not talking about people that do these stupid Facebook posts about how everyone should be atheist, basically, how on earth do you miss the opportunity on April 1st to do an obvious, extremely obvious, I would say it's so obvious that it's hack, but since no one did it, I guess it's not hack. and super obvious Easter / April Fool's Day joke. And that's, you know, that, you know, hey everyone, Jesus died for your sin. He spent 3 days in hell for your sins. He died for your sin, blah, blah. April Fool's, it doesn't exist. There's no God. Like, why is it that no atheist went with that obvious joke? I don't get why that is, but I do think it shows a lack of creativity on atheists, which I think is an interesting concept. But yeah, that's it. So here's Mr. Jordan, a devoutly Southern religious man who talks kind of slowly. That's probably an exaggeration of Jordan.
Okay, hi, Jordan. By the way, I'm pretty sure we lost everything that we just recorded, so we didn't really record all that much. Oh, let me do the introduction then, because everything was lost. Welcome to Moving On Sideways. This is Jordan.
Hello.
Hello, yeah. So I'm sitting closer to a window now. So if we have trouble again, we're going to have to, or basically just going to have to like scrap, because I'm still in the vacation condo that I'm in. But yeah, I'm close to a window now, so let's just assume we're not going to have trouble. But if we do have trouble again, I think I'm going to have to, you know, try for my car or something like that. And but anyway, I think it's actually working now, probably. So this looks
good. Yeah, it sounds better so far.
What was that?
It sounds better on my end.
Okay, cool, yeah. And by the way, I think this is kind of like the Zoom style where only one person can talk at a time. And if we happen to both be talking at the same time, I think it picks up the louder person or something. Like Zoom does, you know, like not like phone calls don't do that, you know.
Okay, so, I didn't realize. Okay.
Yeah, it's more like for me, I need to like actually be quiet and let you talk during some parts. But I was saying, it's almost impossible to like relive things or whatever, relive conversations. But you're telling me that in the part that we lost, that sometime between when we originally started planning this podcast episode and you were out of town or whatever, and I was saying like, well, I happen to be out of town this week. That's actually why I said I was available this week. But I'm on vacation by myself, and I'm in Virginia. So, it was supposed to be all fine, but I had, you know, now I have to sit close to the window in order to record the episode. So not even in Williamsburg didn't really work out too well. But yeah, you were saying the reason why. You said when you were out of town, you visited your mom, right?
Yeah, I try to visit her, you know, four times a year anyway, usually on major holidays. But she lives in Southern Virginia near Lynchburg and Roanoke. So she lives in the house where I grew up, which is in the country. And even though it's actually not that far from two, you know, albeit small cities, the phone signal there is still really, really bad. So it was, and I could have driven, you know, to one of the cities, technically to have done this, but I didn't really know what my schedule was going to be, until I got down there. So I figured it was safer just to schedule it, you know, when I was up here. So, near DC where I live now.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. Even when I was, today, like I had to, my schedule, even though I had no plans for this week or whatever, I still have been busy on the week. And like, even today I had to like kind of plan around calling you at 4 PM. Cause you know, that was the plan or whatever. But earlier, like, I really only have like one, I don't work like 8 hours a day like most people do, but I really only have like one day off. And you were originally saying like we can try it up for a Saturday, and I was like, I think my entire Saturday is gonna, well, even though these recordings like small amount of time, it's like because it's like part of the schedule, then it's like has to kind of you know, like today for example, has to kind of revolve around it a little bit.
Well, yeah, I mean, you don't want to have something, looming on your mind when you're off, so
Yeah, that was well, yeah, and it was more so just like being in a place where I could do the recording. But I mean, there's an aspect to it of like having the energy to do the recording too. Like in the other recording that got lost, I was really emphasizing like, yeah, I do my shows in a lot of segments, so if you want to do less time than 35 minutes, that's okay with me.
I mean, how you can kind of guide it, however you want to do it.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah. But it was like, yeah. Anyway, actually, I don't think I've seen you in person in, I wouldn't be surprised if it's like getting on close to 10 years or something. Or maybe
Yeah,
even,
probably.
yeah.
As a matter of fact, I believe it was we our little Bible study group there. We went to a mall one time, and your sister was there too. And I forgot what we I think we ate dinner somewhere there, but then we ended up kind of just hanging around near closing time talking. I think you
Yeah,
left.
I bet we saw a movie. Do you think we saw a movie as a group?
Possibly.
Remember Ryan pretty well, right?
I mean, I haven't seen him in a long time either, actually, since I'm sorry that our group broke up. Actually, I always enjoyed that group.
Yeah.
But
Yeah, did you move away and they moved back, or have you been in Northern Virginia all this time?
actually, I moved to Colorado for a few
Oh
years.
yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
From 2016 to 19.
Okay.
So yeah, I've been back almost 5 years, which was very fast. I had a job out there, and then that ended unfortunately. So they
Oh, okay. That's
I
why you
would
moved
have
back.
yeah I would have kind of just as soon stayed out there, but I found a job in Virginia first, and I didn't want to
Yeah.
risk
Oh, I gotcha.
I didn't want to risk turning it down to stay in Colorado, because you never know the job market,
Yeah.
it might be good, it might be bad,
Yeah.
so it's I've actually been, laid off three times in my life. So I know the feeling of, one time it took a little over a year to find a new job. This
Oh,
was over,
wow.
this was back in 2013.
Yeah.
So I got laid off in October of 2012, and it
Okay.
was late October 2013 before I started working again. So
Whoa, okay.
which the this probably would have come up anyway in our discussion, because that was a one of the contributors to my depression getting worse at that time.
Yeah, that was supposed to be the majority of this episode, I guess, is talking about the depression. But I wanted to tell you how I don't have I find depression to be very fascinating. For the most part, I get it from now and then, I looked it up, and what I get is called situational depression, although it's not always literally about a situation. But it doesn't last very long, and it's not reoccurring or anything like that. It just comes every once in a while. But anyway, when I get like I don't know about depressed. I don't know if depressed is the exact right word, but if I'm feeling down, more often than not, I get like I actually get a lot of energy, and like need to go on a walk or something like that. And for a lot of people, depression is like. Your energy gets completely zapped, and it's that's depression for people. But I think that I think a lot of people out there are like me, where they get like too much energy and like they have to burn it or something. Like to me, the concept of being really depressed about something, like your grandmother died or something, and not being able to get out of bed and crying and laying in bed, like that's like alien to me. Like it doesn't. That's like to me, laying in bed where you can't get out of bed means that you exercised a lot the day before or something like that. You did something to completely wear yourself out, and it's like a good thing to not be able to get out of bed. But yeah. Anyway, what do you think of all that? Have you ever heard it? Have you ever heard the concept that for some people, depression is like getting energy rather than losing energy?
Actually, I haven't. Because with me, you know, and before we go further, you know, I just want to, for anybody who's listening, you know, clarify that, clinical depression, which is what I have, it's not the same as being depressed about
a situation. I hope the reception didn't cut out. Are you still there? Hello? Hey, Jordan, I really can't hear you very well right now. I'm going to try to save this clip because I don't want to lose another clip. And this is better. This is better. I don't know if you can hear me or not. But I'm going to... Oh, you can hear me? Hello? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I couldn't hear you for like about 30 seconds or something. Let's just keep on going. Like I said, so one time I recorded audio with one of my friends and the content was good, but for some reason the speed, it was playing him at like a 2 seconds slower than it was playing me. So it sounded like it was like terrible audio. It sounded like we were interrupting each other constantly. And there's also a lot of dead time.
Okay.
So, you want me to tell you the last thing I heard you really say, basically?
Yeah. What did you hear?
Oh yeah, yeah. Okay. So, oh yeah, I think that you were basically describing that when you get depressed about stuff, or your clinical depression, actually, it's not about anything specific. It's more like you just are depressed, which I know is extremely common, but I find it pretty fascinating. But yeah, is that what you're getting at? Is that like it's not really about something specific? Like it's not about a grandmother dying or anything like that. It's like,
you know, being depressed. You know, say a loved one dies. Mm-hmm. You know, you're sad. You're grieving, and you might get depressed for a while because you feel like your life is different. You know, and you worry about it. You're never going to feel the same again, or you know, you're just down and having to adjust to this big change in your life. But the clinical depression can and often is, and I kind of wish they would call it something different sometimes than depression, because I think a lot of people have the misconception that it's that you're just feeling depressed, and they're like, why don't you just cheer up some more? What do you have to feel depressed about? And it's not that simple, unfortunately. You know, it's a brain chemical imbalance. You know, and sometimes behavioral therapy can help with that. You know, I've done that a little bit. I need to probably go back into it, but you know, they have the medicines that, you know, once you find the right combination, you know, a lot of people feel a lot better with it, you know, and clinical depression can manifest itself in various ways to different people. You know, for me, the biggest issue I have with it is lack of energy and also just motivation to do, well, I mean, it could be anything. Like, you know, it can range from going out and doing something enjoyable to even to the most simple, mundane daily things like basic chores or even hygiene sometimes, admittedly. There's just not any motivation to do it. And you know, it's kind of freaky in a way because you know that you should do them. You know that they're important. You wish you could, or that you did want to do them, But at the same time, you just don't care.
Yeah, that makes sense to me actually. So you said that the year that you didn't have a job from like around October of 2012 to October 2013, you said it was like tiny bit over a year. So during that time, did it feel like really like pointless to do all these chores and stuff? Because it's like no matter how many chores you do, you still don't have a job, basically. Is that how kind of your thinking?
Well, the thing with a job is, it's such a major part of your life. It is kind of, whether directly or indirectly linked to every other part of your life. Because, when you're working, you're there at least 8 hours a day, not including time commuting and getting ready. And it's your source of income. This income lets you live in a home, have a roof over your head. It puts food in your belly and takes care of everything else. So it's a constant, kind of thing. That just it's day to day. You think about it, you have to, But, I've struggled with depression off and on since my early 20s, regardless of, job status or whatever else. It's something that kind of just started up when I was in college. And I've been on medicine for most of the last 20 years. With varying results. As a matter of fact, I just recently made a change in my medication, trying something new to see if that helps. Because I'm 40 years old now. The majority of my 30s were not the most ideal in terms of my levels of energy and just having that basic zest for life, for living. That's not to say that I didn't do anything at all. That's not true, but I could have done a lot more. So yeah, like I was saying, it manifests itself differently for different people. Clinical depression, some people have the lack of motivation. Some people, it maybe kind of comes and goes. Some people, unfortunately, it affects them much worse than me. It can lead to thoughts of hopelessness, questioning your existence. People have, as I'm sure they've taken their own life from it. Me, in my case, thank the Lord, I've never gotten to that point. I it's again mostly motivation for me and just wanting to get out there and live life to the fullest, so to speak. But I still am able to laugh easily. I enjoy laughing. I find things funny, and I have my little interests, and hobbies that I work at. Well, if you call video games and internet hobbies, I guess you can to a point. I probably could use some better ones. And it's so, fortunately, thank the Lord, it is what it is and not worse, and related to that, one of the things aside from medicine and occasional therapy that's gotten me through all this is my faith in God. That's, to me, that's ultimately what really matters and what it's all about. And mental illness is a real thing. It is mentioned, in the Bible, and it's as real and legitimate as a physical illness. You know, in some ways it's worse, in some ways it's not as worse, depending on
the situation of a person, basically.
Yeah. But ultimately, I believe, you know, God's in charge of all this too, you know, and there's a reason for it. So,
Yeah.
So,
you know, so, okay. So, yeah, some, I guess, heavy stuff or whatever. So I guess maybe lightening it a little bit or whatever. What part of Northern Virginia do you live in? You don't have to give me details, but I'm just kind of curious.
I'm just inside the Alexandria city limits.
Oh, interesting. Okay. I live in Manassas, by the way.
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Are you involved with any Methodist church now, churches nowadays?
No, I'm ashamed to say that I haven't been to church in several years. It's on my mind to go back and start doing it again. It is, you know, actually partly due to the depression. You know, it's one of those things I just don't feel like getting up.
Oh well.
On a Sunday morning and going. Honestly, you know, it's that might, you know, it might sound like that I'm just kind of, you know, telling God.
Uh oh. Okay, you kind of cut out again there. All I heard was telling God something, and then I don't hear you for a little bit. Definitely cannot lose this recording. I think that I'll be able to hear you in a minute or so. But in the meantime, I'm going to talk because I don't want all this dead air time. Although I need to give a little dead air. Need to pause a little bit so I can hear you come in whenever you come in. Okay, hello? Are you there? Hello? Oh my goodness. Okay, I'm getting close to hitting finish recording and trying to save this train, this train wreck. This couch fire. Oh, you heard everything. All I heard was a bunch of laughing.
Yeah, I heard you the whole thing.
I figured you did hear the whole thing. That's funny. It's like I don't hear you for like a solid minute, and then all of a sudden I do hear you. All I heard was the laughing.
Okay, I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. That's okay. I was trying to be funny. So, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So I mean, do you get sick? I've had back problems for almost the same, well, not the same amount of time, but for over 5 years. And I talked about it a lot, but eventually, and it's been this way for years now. I just get sick of talking about it. So people that I just meet won't even know I have back problems until like a couple years after I meet them. But anyway, here's what I bring up. I would get kind of, sometimes I get tired of talking about it, or also of getting horrible advice from random people. Cause people have, I mean, some people have good advice, but some people have really bad advice, you know? And yeah. So this is why I bring it up. Do you ever get like tired of people giving you advice about how to cope with depression, or do you not really get all that much advice from random people, you know?
Yeah, I don't suppose I've gotten that much random advice. As I alluded to earlier in the conversation, you know, I have gotten had a few instances where somebody, you know, I'll tell them that I suffer from depression, you know, and they'll say something like, what's wrong? Are you okay? You know, what's going on in your life to make you this way? And that's not the right, you know, and they have good intentions. Their heart's in the right place. It's just an unfortunate misunderstanding of the issue. You know, there's not really anything going on in my life to be depressed about, which isn't necessarily true. You know, I mean, I there are things in my life that need work. You know, I'll admit that, you know, and, you know, but there's no guarantee that, doing everything perfectly or fixing everything, so to speak, will actually get rid of the problem. And again, that's just how varied this disease can be, though. Some people can, get rid of it by behavioral adjustment. Some people can fight it with medicine. Some people require a combination somewhere in the middle. And some people, unfortunately, have to go to more drastic measures, if there are any, it isn't the same as being depressed about something, which is, I kind of wish they would call it something else.
Yeah. Because I get sometimes depressed about random, about specific things and stuff like that. Because the whole energy thing I was telling you about, like, I find it all very fascinating. And I've looked it up, and according to the internet, the reality is that your depression is actual depression. And when people are like, "Oh, my grandmother died, so I've been depressed for the last few days," they're the ones that are actually misusing the word. Scientifically, I guess maybe it is situational depression if they're like, but I guess I keep using that same example, but whatever, it's a good example. So we'll just keep using that one, I guess. The grandmother died or whatever.
That's fine. Yeah. It's classic,
Yeah. Classic. Yeah.
Yeah. So I think people who want to give us advice, they're trying to be nice. It's just, they either they don't understand the issue itself, or perhaps they even think they know more about it than they really do. Some people just kind of have that personality. I don't want to call it, arrogance necessarily, but they may just have it in their minds. They're more well versed on something than they really are. I think it's called the Dunning-Kruger effect is an example of that. Not necessarily the extreme. And depression is tricky, too, because it's like, even if there are things you can do to alleviate yourself of it, the disease itself holds you back from doing those things. So it can be confusing, because it's like, where does my will end? And
actually, I'm gonna disconnect and save.
Okay.
Hello, today is April 3rd. Okay, so to be clear, the Jordan recording was done in two segments, and I was originally going to do the entire thing as one episode, but I broke it up, and the last part, which is about 12 minutes or something, will be part of another episode, a future episode. So, that's it. So, this has been Moving on Sideways.